From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm David Green. There is not a whole lot Danny DeVito hasn't done in show business. He was, of course, the crass, despicable, yet strangely lovable cab dispatcher Louis De Palma in the 70s sitcom Taxi.
I have one very firm rule in my life. I don't eat at the same table, bet on the same side, or climb on the same airplane as losers. Be gone, Iggy.
When Taxi went off the air in the early 1980s, DeVito continued acting in films, and he also tried his hand at directing, also producing. Pulp Fiction and Aaron Brockovich are just a couple of the films he had a hand in. Then just a few years ago, Danny DeVito went back to the small screen to a little foul-mouthed cable show about five self-centered misfits, four young and one old, who run a bar in South Philly. It's called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Try this on for size. Your mother's dead.
What? Oh, my God.
No, she's not dead. We're getting divorced, though.
Why?
What?
What?
Why would you say that she's dead?
That's a business tactic. You drop the bomb, then you soften the blow. You never tried this? That is a terrible business tactic.
You are a horrible father.
To mark the show's new season on FX and to find out a little bit about what drew Danny DeVito back to television, I reached out to the actor. He told me he just felt this connection to the role the show offered him of Frank Reynolds.
I've got a reputation already, a little bit of, like, you know, just being out and saying things, whatever come out of my mouth.
No.
They said it was a character that is a guy who has done a lot of things in his life, right, who's been very successful. It was a guy who wanted something new, something different. He was kind of in a rut, in a way, looking for something that is, like, challenging, yet get your feet out of bed in the morning and feel like, boy, I can't wait to take the bull by the horns and have a great time today. I found it paralleling my life in a really interesting way. You know, I still like, you know, producing movies. I still like acting in a movie. And, you know, if a movie comes along that I want to direct, that I am offered to direct, I still want to do that. That's really a lot of fun. I have a lot of dough. I've got a nice house. I got great kids. I got a great wife. I've got a great life, period. Now, all of a sudden, this thing comes along, which is like a gift. And it's this show where you can let your hair down, so to speak. I only have hair around the sides of my head, but I do let it down.
I see it. It's sticking out there in the
show.
Yeah,
it's sticking. Yeah. And it's like, you know, and there's an energy that some people recognize, and a lot of people do, about being around young people. Like, you get into your 60s, and you're allowed to play in a creative way. And it's been, you know, just a blast. It's just like, it's crazy.
Well, we're having this sort of calm conversation about Frank, your character, but I want to play just a little bit of it to show our listeners how absolutely insane he can be in the show.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Annoyed.
There's nothing kicking in yet?
What are you talking about, the beer?
No, the acid.
I did not take any acid, remember?
Oh, yeah, you did.
What are you talking about?
I put a load of it in your beer.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what all that little pieces of paper were putting in my beer? I drank all that, dude!
That's okay.
There was like a ton of acid in there!
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to be the only one tripping.
Oh, my God!
I mean, Danny, you're tripping, you're drunk. I mean, this guy's kind of crazy. But you're saying it's a fun release.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one on the show. Well, I'm in 1967 when the Summer of Love was going on and you guys weren't even around. I mean, I was, you know, in the middle of it all, coming out to California, you know, running around like I was in a Midsummer Night's Dream or something, you know. So I'm probably the only one up there who's ever tried the little tablet or the wonderful door opening acid.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about, I want to hear you talk a little bit more about hanging out with these 30-somethings on the show. I mean, do you guys get along? Do they look up to you like a father? What's the dynamic?
No, there's a great duality of, first of all, they're artists. They're really, it's really like they're very, and I would tell you in a second, and I would not be having a good time if they weren't totally dedicated to the work. I guess the first time I knew I was in another arena was when Glenn Howerton tweaked my nipple. You know, it's just
that didn't
like
happen back in the Taxi days.
No, it was nobody walking around tweaking nipples. It's like a kind of a thing that people do nowadays. You know, there's a lot of like kind of there's a lot of sexual innuendo.
There's a generational gap.
It's a little bit of a gap, but not, you know, I mean, we did, you know, that was in the 60s, the sexual revolution. That was the summer of love, man. What the hell? You can't say what it really was, the summer of lust. But the idea is that to do it, like, you know, just walk up to somebody and say, hey, good morning, and grab your nipple is like something, you know, you didn't do.
You got
to
get used to that.
But I got used to it now. I really like it.
Are you doing it back to them?
It. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Good morning. Tweak. Yeah. Take a bow.
Well, I wonder because I've heard you talk about a movie like Pulp Fiction. I mean, a huge blockbuster, and you decided to have faith in Quentin Tarantino, and you said this is a young director. I want to support a young director and help him, you know, really explode. I mean, is that what you're doing here? In some ways, are you trying to pass on a gift to the next generation and help them sort of get their footing?
I'll tell you what it is. It's like I don't mean to sound like, you know, humble pie and all this kind of stuff, but you really are given a gift. With Pulp Fiction, I was given a gift, and I knew it was something special, and I wanted to be part of it, okay? I knew it was a guy's vision, Quentin's vision, and I wanted to be part of it.
And you produced the movie, we should say.
Yes, yes, and I helped get it made, and it worked really well, and it worked. It was it's a similar kind of thing, but I'm really getting a double satisfaction about, you know, not only am I with them every day, you know, pitching and having a good time, I'm also up there I'm in the show, and that's really important to me.
Danny DeVito, you and your wife, Rhea Perlman, of course, you were Louie in Taxi, she was Carla in Cheers. I mean, it's
That's
tough
right.
to think of more enduring characters in American sitcom. I mean, to what extent does this at least give you a sense of, you know, hanging on? You know, you're late in your career and you're...
Oh, God, it just gives you a sense of, you know, first of all, you're proud of it all. You love being part of the community. It's that old thing, you know, somebody says, what is it like? It's like a big cathedral. I don't know who said it. And what you're doing is you're putting your brick into the cathedral. You're very fortunate to have those things happen to you, and you have a good time doing it. And I keep saying it's a gift, and it is.
Danny, this has been a real pleasure. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
That's Danny DeVito. The new season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia premieres this Thursday on FX.